you know, great job by the scouts, the coaches, you know, the collaboration that we had together. You know, a lot of times you guys never get to see behind the scenes, but it's not always as smooth, you know, in other places, you know, that at least I have been. There's always, you know, things that go on and there's agendas and everything, but really we just really put our thoughts into, you know, getting our team better. And, you know, the process between myself, Coach Coughlin, and Dave, really from a standpoint of a coaching, I can't speak for them, was excellent. You know, we were able to say, hey, listen, here's where we are as a team. This is what we're looking for in players. This is what we'd really like. So I think from all that, you know, we were able to help ourselves, you know, in a lot of different areas. And at the end of the day, you're trying to bring in players that, you know, that's going to make your team better and help you win. And, you know, we feel that, you know, we've done that. We're bringing in players that we believe will create good competition. And at the end of the day, it'll help us figure out who the best player is to line up and for us to win.
How confident, Doug, between free agency and this weekend are you that you answered a lot of that questions?
Yeah, I feel good. A lot of times, you know, you get a little nervous sometimes, you know, as you're going along the process, meaning, you know, hey, listen, are you know, the things that we're looking for, or maybe the term of maybe what our needs may be, you know, are they going to be available to us? Are we going to have the, you know, the ammunition, or, you know, to get what's out there for us? And, you know, I feel good. You know, going through the first couple of rounds and going through it, I felt like, we were getting the guys that we wanted, you know, which doesn't always occur. You know, I felt really good, really comfortable. Knew all, you know, obviously these players that we have, I know a lot about them. You know, I've looked at them all. We all looked at them. We've talked about them, discussed them. And, you know, having them there and, you know, welcome them to our team. And, you know, now it's a point of, you know, hey, this is one part of the year that you put it down, you know, then like I'll get up in front of the team when we get everybody together and I'll tell them it really doesn't matter how you've gotten here, you know, whether you were acquired from a free agent, whether you were drafted, whether you've been on this team, whether you've been here for 5 years, whether you were drafted last year, you know, we're all going to work and we have to earn our keep. And I truly believe that, and we have to go to work and we have to start building this team, and I'm excited for it.
At this point, how hard do you think it will be to make this team as an undrafted free agent with all the work that you guys have done this offseason?
You know, it's interesting. A lot of it's going to depend on you know, what the mindset is, you know, of people. I think if you're a player on this team and you're coming in with the mindset that, hey, listen, you know, we arrived and we've done this and we've done that and, you know, this is what I've done, you can be in trouble quite quickly, I would say. People coming in here, young guys come in every year, they're hungry. And they're looking to earn a position and, you know, and earn a job. So, you know, the one thing that, you know, I've hoped that, you know, through, you know, a couple of letters that I've written to the team or the way I'm speaking to the team is, again, you know, hey, listen, we're not taking anything for granted. We put this away and we understand that we have to come in and we have to work, you know, extremely hard to earn a position on this team. We all do, and it starts with me. I mean, I have to come in here with that type of attitude every day, you know, the coaches, and then it goes on to the players, the equipment room, the training room, and then hopefully the PR staff that'll usually the last to get it.
Doug, do you think you guys will do joint practices?
We try to. We're working on it. You know, some people don't like to do it. Some people, you know, so the schedule kind of gets together. And then when the schedule comes out, you're really in the thick of the draft. So I really haven't had a chance to, you know, get in depth. But I, like I said before, I do like to do it. So I am looking to do it. I like to do it. That's what we're trying to do. And, you know, as soon as something becomes finalized, then we'll work with both teams to get a joint announcement so, you know, no one's trying to jump in front of each other.
With Will Richardson, Doug, when you had him in here, how much of that conversation as the head coach is about his past? How much is it about football?
It's you know, probably the past is the first thing you want to know. You know, I always like to know a little bit more about the person first and, you know, what's going on, and let's get this stuff out in the open because, you know, if you don't feel comfortable with that, you don't feel comfortable with the person, you don't feel comfortable where he is, the football stuff really doesn't matter, at least for me. Can't speak for anyone else. So, you know, I think it's important for all of them. You know, and I think it's, you know, I know I'm a lot more comfortable when I'm sitting face to face and I'm able to ask someone a question and look him in the eye and see what he says rather than looking at a report, you know what I'm saying, or a psychological evaluation of somebody or whatever it may be. I feel better about that. And I think we did a good job of the people that we did bring in. You know, we brought in a lot of players. I mean, you know, we just took Logan, the punter, and he was here. And I feel very good about that because I think part of it is that I was able to sit down and talk to him and find out what motivates him and what goes on from that nature. I think I get a better feel as a coach. The position coaches get a better feel. And I think that enables us to coach them better or at least have a better understanding from when they walk in the building instead of trying to figure that out when they first walk in.
What did you make of Richardson's game tape?
For Will, I mean, I looked at him as a guy that can play. You know, I mean, we got Cam, we got Josh, we got Parnell. You know, Walker's done a good job. Will's done a good job. You know, they're big guys. There's a lot of competition at that position. So, you know, he's got to come in there and work extremely hard. But he's someone that has the ability that can come in and play.
When you drafted Chark last night, was getting that kind of size at receiver something that you, Nate, and Keenan had talked about being important?
You know, you like size. It's a big man's game. You know, you've heard myself say it. Coach has said it. You know, Dave, I mean, we understand that. I think that, you know, and I kind of like the background of how he's really come up. He's come up, you know, everything wasn't given to him right away. You know, he's really worked his butt off from a special team standpoint, which is a great way to contribute right off the bat. But really the mindset of what I love about him, I love the mindset of the run game. Again, I understand his size, his speed, what he can do, how he can take the top off the defense. But that toughness, you know what I'm saying, to come down in there and hit a linebacker and block, you know, I think that shows a lot. And it's something that I hold, you know, in high esteem for the people at that position because not everybody will do that. And, you know, we feel that, you know, the guys on our team, I think Coach McArdle's done a very good job. The players that are here have done a good job, you know, of being able to go down there and block, and it's part of it. And, you know, he's done that extremely well. And, you know, like I said before, he's a 6'3", 4'3", 4'4" kid that can really run and continuing to get better. And he has a, you know, pretty well-rounded game, you know. So, you know, we look forward to bringing him into that room so he'd be able to help us.
You expect the tight end depth to be addressed in the unsigned,
We have five right now. You know, I think, you know, we're looking to see, you know, Ben to bounce back from last year. You know, obviously with Austin in the building, we feel very comfortable with him. Ben to come back. Obviously, you know, we went out in free agency. You know, with Stills came in. O'Shaughnessy has been with us for a year now. We're hoping him. And then Greenwich has come back, you know, see where he is. So I think, you know, again, we've worked with everyone there except for Niles, you know what I'm saying? He's the only one that we haven't worked with. So, you know, we'll bring those guys out. We'll start working with them on the field in a couple of weeks and see where they are. I think it always comes to a point where, you know, the number's right. You know, now it's a matter of how they look when they get out there. And I think you can say that about all positions. You know, if you don't feel real comfortable, then you got to, you know, start saying to yourself, hey, let's get a list together. Let's bring some people in. Let's do that. But, you know, we're not there right now. And we shouldn't be, really.
Did Tanner Lees, did he play like sort of a similar pro style that will help his transition as a quarterback up here?
Well, we had a little bit more on him, you know, probably than people think. You know, Eric Price, obviously, who works with us as an offensive assistant, was the offensive coordinator at Tulane when Tanner Lee was there. So we knew a lot about him, you know, so we had really good insight. Then we're able to, you know, look at the film and like some of his skills and, you know, like where he is and let's see how he develops. You know, I think, you know, like the release, can make all the throws, has some good, you know, athletic ability. And, you know, we'll go in with three quarterbacks.
We'll go one more before Coach Coughlin steps up.
Coach is coming too?
He's
getting
double. Doug, what do you think you have at linebacker beyond Telvin and Miles right now?
What do you mean?
Like how do you see the, you know, replacing Kozlowski? How do you see that sort of shaping up right now?
Well, we have, you know, right now if we went out there and played, like I said, Miles would be in the middle. You know, Telvin will be at the Will linebacker, and Blair will be at the Sam. I mean, so I feel good about that. Like I said before, I think, you know, last year one of the big things I tried to say was that, you know, we never felt like Miles couldn't play Mike, and I mean that. You know, we just knew that, hey, listen, Puz being in there, you know, saying playing Mike and us moving, you know, Miles to Sam is the best combination versus 21 personnel and 12. You know, so this year we feel, you know, good about, you know, where Telvin is, obviously, the way he's played. He went to the Pro Bowl. We feel Miles is a really an outstanding player. I said it all year. I thought he really had a great year. I thought that, you know, sometimes, a lot of times on our defense, you know, with the performance of some of our players last year, I think some guys naturally got overlooked. I think Miles was one of those guys, and I think T. Gipp was another one of them. And, you know, you can understand that. That happens. Is it fair? No, but it happens. You know, I think Blair has done a good job. Now, is Sam his more natural position? I think Blair can play all three. You know, what he's going to be the best at, I don't know. But for us, what's best for us right now is for him, you know, to play Sam. I think the young guys, you know, Payne we had here last year did a really good job on teams. It'll be interesting to see how he performs as far as, you know, when we put him in there in the preseason and things like that, because we didn't have him before. You know, and King we've gotten late, you know, who's another special teams guy. Both those players can run. So we're looking at that. You know, we have Ellis here. And then, obviously, you know, Leon Jacobs is a guy that we'll look at Sam. But he's another guy that's a 4-4-3, you know, guy that can run. So, you know, that's one of the things we want to make sure of in that position. We want to have players that can run, hit, and tackle.